Good evening. Welcome to CheerEnjoyment.com. Monday night, we begin with the last Monday night of the year, the finale of Tavshin Tei Gimel, our last Monday night Cheer of the year. And we want to begin by first acknowledging sponsor. I believe the sponsor has sponsored us through every single night of the year. Our sponsor, our anonymous sponsor, who has dedicated the Shir L'Zeche U'Le'ilu Nishmas, Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh. May the Neshama have an Aliyah. May the sponsor be blessed for his generosity in supporting ShareEnjoyment.com, enabling us to learn Torah, spend a few moments every Monday night and every night of the week. To learn, to be able to be to learn Hashem's Torah, it can be nothing more valuable than the study and the limud of Hashem's Torah. Of course, we want to give a special shout out to our host, Jake Weinman, who's always there. His passion, devotion never wanes, never diminishes. He's always there in full glory, making sure that the ShareEnjoyment.com grows, expands, and finds new places and new avenues to express itself and be marbits Hashem's Torah. A very, very special thank you to Mitch Green for his incredible devotion to everything technical relating to ShareEnjoyment.com. There's an enormous amount of work and effort that goes into making sure everything is smooth and perfect, and uploading the shiurim, and taking care of the website, in arranging the shiurim, editing the shiurim. There's numerous things that have to be done in order to keep everything moving smoothly. It requires skill and enormous patience, coordination, and a lot of other things that we don't even know about. But thank you very much, Mitch, for your assistance, for your kindness. You're all such a nice person to work with, such a pleasure to deal with. And Achra and Achren Chaviv to all the Choshev, Rabbanim, Rabbi Vayevsky, Rabbi Plotzker, Rabbi Dubin, there are so many of them. I apologize for not mentioning every single one of them. Kulam Achuvim, Kulam Berudim. And then we have the Acharein, Acharein, Acharein Chavis. And that is all of you, the people that come every night to learn Hashem's Torah. May Hashem bless you with a shefa of bracha, and Hashem should fulfill your requests, your tefillos. Imale Hashem kol mishaloisecha letoiva. Let's learn something tonight. Let's also do that tonight. Let's talk about the Nusach HaTfilah of Rosh Hashanah, and for that matter, Yom Kippur. One of the highlights of Rosh Hashanah is the Nusach, is the piyut of Unisane Tokef Kedushas Hayom, which is translated loosely. We say this Musaf, let us relate, let us express the intensity, the power of the sanctity of the day. Kihu Noira ve'oyim, it is awesome. It is frightening. And we go on to say, Vo on the stage, Tinosim al Chusecha, may your kingship, may it be elevated, may it be uplifted. V'yikoin b'chesed kesecha. We mentioned many, many things. I want to focus on what it says a few lines down. U'v'ashoifer gadol yitaka, on this day the shoifer gadol is sounded. The kol b'mamadaka yishama, and a small, faint sound is heard. U'malochim yechafezun, and when the sound is heard, the angels yechafezun, the angels hasten. They hasten the chil u'ra'odo yechafezun, and they are overtaken with trembling and terror. This, I'm looking here for the translation, the Artsful Machfa says here that the angels will hasten, a trembling and terror will seize them. And they will say, what will they say? The day of judgment has arrived. To muster the heavenly host for judgment. Because no creature, no one can be vindicated in your judgment, in your eyes, in judgment. Okay, so we mentioned over here the angels. On this day of din, of judgment, the angels, they tremble with an intensity. Question, why? Why do we mention the angels? What is it necessary to speak about the angels trembling, overtaken by terror on the Yom HaDin? Let's get down to business. Let's talk about us. Angels. Why should the angels be afraid? What do they have to be afraid of? Angels, you know, angels, they're in part of the team in Shemayim. They're part of the heavenly host. They participate in our mishpat. Whatever these things mean, these are mystical, esoteric concepts. Why are we mentioning the angels altogether? And even if we do mention the angels, why would the angels be terrified? Why would it make a difference for them? This is the question. So there are many answers that you can respond very quickly. I mean, you can say that the angels are also subject to judgment. Maybe Hashem will decide in Shemayim that he does not need this set of angels or this particular angel. They're also subject to judgment. You'll ask a question, judgment. Angels, do they have free will? Do they have choice? Oh, we can talk about that. Some say they do, some say they don't. There are different types of angels. Okay, there are a lot of different things we can say about angels. We don't really know much about angels. We're not mystics, but okay. Or if you want to say, this, I think there's another popular approach. They teach us when we were children that every time a person does a mitzvah, he creates an angel. Every time a person does an avera, he also creates an angel. And these angels, they are really our product. They are an expression of our mitzvahs and averos. And when judgment comes, the angels are under scrutiny. If we do a mitzvah and we don't do it wholeheartedly, then the angel we have created is defective. If we do an avera, we create a prosecuting angel. The angels are a product, they are a creation of us, and therefore they tremble because they are an extension of us. And when they tremble, we tremble. That's a very popular approach, and obviously that's just a very short explanation. A lot more needs to be said to fully comprehend the depth of that approach. But I would like now to suggest a different idea, a different idea. Something in the way of homiletics. Let's go to a Rashi in last week's parsha. Last week we read Parshas Vayelech. Vayelech Moshe Rabbeinu begins by telling us, Vayelech Moshe, Moshe went, Vayidaber es Adavar Moele, we call Yisrael, he said to the Jewish people, Vayomer Alehem ben Mea ve'eshem shon anochi hayom, I'm 120 years old today. Lo uchal od lotzeis v'lovo. I may no longer go out or come in. V'Hashem amar elai lo savor es hayarden hazeh. Rashi says, lo uchal od lotzeis v'lovo. I'm no longer able to go out or come in. Why not? Yochel, I would think, Shetoshas Koichoi. I would think, because Moshe Rabbeinu is weak, physically weak, He lost his strength. After all, 120 years old, how much strength do you have? Rashi says that's not correct. Talmud Leimar says in the Pasuk, Moshe was vibrant. He was fresh. His eyes did not dim. His vigor did not waver. He was fresh. He was 120 years old. He was the picture of health. He could have gone on for another 120 years. Elamahu le'uchal. What then does it mean, lo'uchal? I'm no longer able to go out or go in. Rashi explains, eini rishai. I'm not permitted. Now come the key words. Shenitla mineni harishus. I no longer have permission. V'nitna li'Yehoshua. It has been given over to Yehoshua. Rashi tells us something absolutely fascinating, magnificent. Moshe Rabbeinu was the picture of health. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, it doesn't matter. I no longer have permission, reshus, to live. I'm 120 years old. I'm going to die today. Not because I have a health issue, not because old age, not because of anything, not because of sin. Rashi doesn't even mention because I've done an avera. I don't have permission. Rashi reveals to us that in order to live, in order to have opportunity to serve Hashem, to accumulate merit, to enjoy Hashem's world, to experience Hashem's world, one needs permission. And today, I no longer have that permission. That permission has come to an end. And therefore, I can no longer go out or come in. Comes Rosh Hashanah. We know that the Sifrei Chaim and the Sifrei Meisim are open. Mi yechye umi yamos. Mi v'kitzay umi loy v'kitzay. When we stand in judgment on Rosh Hashanah, what are we really coming to ask? We're coming to ask permission. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu. Nitilas Rishus, permission to live another year. If Chas V'Shalom, a person does not have permission, does that mean that when the moment that Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is over, he's not feeling well, his body is not functioning, he lies down? No. It has nothing to do with anything. Not with our physical condition, not with our health, not with our success. A person can be on the top of the world, can be in the best of health, can be successful, everything is going his way. If on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, a person is not given in Shemayim, Rishus, permission to continue in his service of Hashem, it doesn't matter. Nothing matters. His health doesn't matter. His parnasa doesn't matter. His standing in society doesn't matter. If you don't have permission, then everything is shut down. Chas v'shalom. And if a person has permission to live, likewise, it doesn't matter if he's in frail condition. Health is not at its best. He's not successful. He has permission to live. That's all that counts. Of course, we yearn, we ask Hashem, we pray that our lot should be those that are successful and healthy. But let's just talk the basics. Mi yichye u mi yamos. Mi bikitzay
umiloi vikitzai, the basics. Do we have permission to live or do we not have permission? Nothing else counts. Nothing else matters. Now let's go back and ask our question. Let's go back and discuss the topic. Why is it that we mention in the Unesana Toikif, possibly the most famous, the most intense piyut of the day? Why do we mention with such elaboration? Why do we focus on the angels? U'malochem yechofezun, v'chil u'ra'odo yechezun, v'yoymu hine yoym hadin. What do we know about angels? As we started, not very much. I can't imagine, I don't know, I certainly am not embarrassed to confess that I know nothing about angels. But one thing we do say every single day, without any exception, we daven Kriya Shema, the blessings that accompany the Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis, we speak about angels. It's really part of the Kedusha. And we say, V'hoifanim, the Chayos HaKodesh, these are names of angels. They lift themselves up, l'umas, v'strofim, three different categories of angels. The Ifanim, the Chayos HaKodesh, and the Srofim. The Noisnim, and they give rishus, ze, lo ze, lahaktish, liyotram, benachas, ruach. These angels, before they sanctify Hashem's name by reciting Kodosh, 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 they are super careful not to step on anyone's wings, but they ask one another permission. And they give permission. V'noisnim rishus ze lo ze. Before a person proceeds to do something that is significant, that is important, there's a certain protocol. There is an expectation of humility to be worthy of leading, servicing Hashem, and it demands to first receive permission from your fellow angels, and certainly from Hashem. Angels specialize in permission. This is their specialty. They are experts in this concept. We have suggested that Rosh Hashanah, in essence, is a day of getting permission, netilas rishus. As Rashi in Parashas Vayelech says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Le'uchal oy lotzeis v'lovoy, I don't have rishus. It's over. I don't have permission to proceed." Rosh Hashanah is when we have to renew our permission. If there is a creature in Hashem's world that fully gets it, fully understands the depth of this concept of permission, that creature or those creatures are none other than the angels. And when the day is about Rishus, whether it's relevant for them, whether it's not relevant for them, their very soul shakes. U'malochem yechofezun v'chil u'ra'odo yechezun v'yoymru hine yoym hadin. This is what we are all about. We're all about the noisnim rishus ze lo ze. And if on this day is a day of rishus, netilas rishus miyichye miyomos, who will be granted permission to live and who will not? This touches the core of their existence. And they shake and they move from one location to the other in a state of reverence and awe and trepidation, realizing the awesomeness of what it means for every living creature to receive permission to proceed. And we mention this in the Peels in order to awaken us. We know about the Malachim. We do appreciate this principle. We practice this principle every single day of the year when we recite in Birchos Kriya Shema, the Oifanim v'Chayis HaKodesh, Mitznasim v'Masrofim v'Nesnim Rishos, Zelo Zela HaKdish Liyot Shamanachas Ruach. We understand. We understand that when they're trembling, we have to tremble even more because our permission is not guaranteed. It's also worth noting that when we come on the Yom HaDin and we ask for permission, sometimes we tend to think to ourselves, what merit can we bring before Hashem on this day? And sometimes we try to accumulate mitzvahs. We have a scorecard. How many times did we daven? How many times did we give tzedakah? How many times did we visit the sick? How many times did we engage in a wide variety of mitzvahs? But there are other elements of yadus that sometimes are even more important. And those are things that are not quantified. They're not written on the scorecard. And that is plain and simple, midos toivos, character, derech eretz, the way we speak to one another, the way we conduct ourselves. Midos toivos, a refinement of character that is necessary. And that is proper for a Jewish person to live with Hashem in character. The character of a person captures the spirit of all of the mitzvahs. And much of that is captured in the principle of permission. A person doesn't just run and grab, chap, and behave in an unrefined way. Person has to act with their cheretz, midos toivos, humility, as is befitting a member of Klal Yisrael. And we come on this day to get permission, to receive permission to live, to go forward. It's not a coincidence that the principle of receiving permission goes hand in hand with the derech eretz that lies in the principle of rishos, of receiving permission. Very commonly you see a person gets up to speak in a synagogue. Proper thing is before he begins his introductory remarks, he says, with the permission of the rabbi, with the permission of the family, with the permission of the people in the synagogue. It's not a coincidence that on the day that we come to take permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to focus on asking ourselves, did we act this year? Is there room for improvement in our midos? Something which cannot be put on a scorecard. It's a general collective impact of our relationship with Hashem to behave in a way that is befitting for a member of Klal Yisrael. With this, we will conclude. And again, we wish everyone, all of our listeners, a Shana Toiva Umisuka, a sweet year of blessing, of prosperity, excellent health, success. Those who need Parnasa, Shaf Parnasa, those who need for their children and for members of their family, Shiduchim, Hashem should grant them Siyata Deshmaya, that these wonderful Samachos should come forth very soon. Everyone has their personal needs, desires. May Hashem be Mamale, fulfill these requests in a way that is pleasurable, in a way that is successful, and is for the ultimate best of everyone, every individual, and every member in Klal Yisrael together. And certainly, may we merit, as we hear the Shofar, it should be the echo of the Shofar Shel Mashiach that will ultimately bring the Geula Shalema, which we will, in Yirtz Hashem, achieve in Herav Yameinu in Eretz Yisrael. Amen. Thank you very much. Good night. Successful week. And again, Shana Tova U'Mesukah.